Hey, this is Mark Manson, and this is another commentary and analysis, this time on the article, "I, for one, welcome our AI overlords, aka when the robots take over everything, I'll be first in line for the Kool-Aid." In these commentaries, I talk all about the research and ideas and inspiration and backlash and criticism and really intense drama that revolves around these articles. So you can get the inside scoop or the backstory or whatever. With this article, there wasn't a whole lot of drama or inside scoop. In fact, I think I really just lost a lot of my readership. Not permanently, but I think a lot of people just checked out with this because it's a super nerdy topic. But I really enjoyed putting this article together, and I thought, you know, the people who did enjoy it seem to enjoy it a lot because this is a hot topic, at least for kind of like nerdy tech people like myself. AI and the coming dominance of AI in our culture and society is a big issue. And I mean, to be honest, like there is a part of me that's a little bit upset that more people didn't really take to the last couple articles. Because I think in many ways it's extremely important. It's like this is, in the next 20 years, these are going to be real major issues in our lives. And I think a lot of people just kind of either wrote it off as like, oh, well, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. And a lot of people, I think just a lot of the tech talk just kind of went over their head and they didn't really care to stick with it. I received an email from one guy complaining that my last few articles were too intellectual and that I should be using my intuition more often, which needless to say, I deleted that email. But anyway, this article, I found this a lot of fun to write. This was inspired a few months ago. I mean, anybody who's into this kind of stuff knows who Elon Musk is, and he's been quite vocal over the last few years about his total fear of AI taking over everything and exterminating humans. And I think we're going to find out. I mean, Musk has been a little bit deified the last 4 or 5 years, and rightly so. He's like super entrepreneur of this generation. And he's doing some really, really incredible things. But I think as time goes on and as we get to know him a little bit better, we're going to realize how like kind of quirky and a little bit of a weirdo he is. If you read interviews and stuff about him, like you can kind of tell he's a little bit of a weirdo. It's kind of like Steve Jobs. Like Steve Jobs was a total weirdo and like really obsessive and weird about like food and had these like strange beliefs about the body and health and stuff, but that didn't prevent him from being like a brilliant innovator and businessman and marketer. So anyway, a little back to the topic. You know, Musk has been spouting some doom and gloom, and yes, there are some like really legitimate concerns about this technology and artificial intelligence in general. I wanted to write a piece because I felt like there was an underlying arrogance to all this stuff that wasn't really being addressed. So, you know, like I stated in the article, on the one hand, you have these kind of like techno-utopias, people like Raymond Kurzweil and Peter Diamandis, who like think that technology is just going to make everything fucking amazing and everything's, all the problems going to be solved and we're all going to be living in this kind of utopia. And I find that a little bit arrogant because it makes all these presumptions that you know, that we understand all of the potential problems and we're going to adapt to all the potential problems and we're not going to create any new problems. And then you have these doom and gloomers who are worried that, you know, robots are just gonna, you know, insert, like create the wrong algorithm in their programming and exterminate the human race. And I also find that a little bit presumptuous and arrogant for the reasons I state in the article, which is that if we really do create machines that can reason beyond the level that we can reason, then it follows that their understanding of ethics, morality, and treatment will probably surpass our own. And I just kind of wanted to take a moment as well in the article to say, like, look, you know, as humans, we're not really the gold standard of morality. Like, in fact, we quibble and kill each other over our disagreements of what morality is all the time. And so it's kind of silly to sit here and claim that we know what the machine should be thinking or feeling or doing. I think I honestly, like, where my personal beliefs stand, like I said, I mean, I'm indifferent largely. Let's just put it this way. My experience, and maybe this might be a post one day, my experience with these kinds of things in life is that when people are freaking out that something is going to be either amazing and change everything, or something's going to be horrible and ruin everything, my experience is that it's always somewhere in the middle, and everybody ends up kind of being disappointed because it's not nearly as exciting as they thought it was going to be. That's my experience. And I think this whole AI thing is probably going to end up like that. I think the machines are going to come and they're going to do amazing things and make life better in many ways. I think they're also going to introduce a lot of problems. There probably will be some ethical issues, but I don't see it happening on a mass scale, like a mass species level extinction or whatever. I think in many ways the bigger problem is humans are just gonna have to get used to playing second fiddle or not being as dominant. You know, I think as a species we might have an identity level issue where we're used to just kind of being the single controllers of everything that happens on this planet. And we might arrive to a point where that's no longer true. And that might be hard to deal with. You know, it might be hard to deal with the fact that something you trained 20 years for, some skill or craft or occupation, some computer just comes along and within 2 months is better than you at it. That's going to be a big ego blow for a lot of people. I think that's going to be the bigger issue. I think the bigger issue is going to be much more on like an existential meaning level. I think when it comes to, and I think we're kind of projecting these fears onto these, like, you know, big Hollywood movie type scenarios, just because that's what our brain does. But I think it's going to be much more boring. And it's going to be, the real danger is not going to be violence or extermination. The real danger is going to be a life of meaninglessness, of kind of sitting around and being like, well, what's the point of my brain if everything I can do can be done better by a computer? In terms of morality, I see it as like, we're going to basically become dogs. What dogs are to us, we're going to be that to like AI. You know, it's like we're going to be these sweet things that can be nasty and mean at times, but if you treat us right, we'll be like really happy and play catch and follow you around and do a few basic things to make your life a little bit easier. So yeah, get ready to be a dog. I guess that's what I'm saying.